you tried the grounding blinkets yet? Or you plug them in the wall outlet and it gets grounded to the outside?
We were going to buy that for the beds, the mats, grounding mats, and the ones that they sell have a little plug, and so only the ground part of the plug is actually working. You know, the wire goes to that part, doesn't go to the other parts. But I prefer, like, making a ground myself. And if I do go up to Maine this year, I'm going to drop a ground right outside the bedroom. It's one floor down. And I'm going to get the copper wire up into the wall and put a faceplate on the wall, so that I can not only ground the mattress cover, a grounding mattress cover, but I can also ground the paint that I'm going to put in that room. Because they're putting 5 feet over the place. And even if you don't see it in your neighborhood, we have the low-flying satellites that are doing 5G also. So, you know, they're basically mapping out the planet. And that brings me to a self-realization, like, who would be inventing a machines that change the atmosphere? Who would be spraying on a constant basis for years our atmosphere? And who would be putting this radio system in, special frequency oscillators? Oh, we'll just call them 5Gs for now. And smart meters and everything else, and your own house router can map out the house. My son told me all about that. I did hear it on Gaia also, and I saw it on YouTube, and I'm looking for another, something that'll take the place of YouTube. I think a lot of things, you know, are covered up, you know, and that's why I like ham radio. I'm a ham radio operator just like you, and I love HF. A lot. I love HF. I didn't get your call sign, N2OWE.
It's W4TII. Can you repeat yours one more time? I'm going to write it down.